Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, challenges come in two flavors. The one that comes from growth mode, from directing the changes. The other comes from the curveballs, unexpected developments that uncover weaknesses that need to be fixed. It happens to the best of us. So the key is, how do you uncover hidden challenges from a disaster? The approach goes something like this. Plant seeds about the cracks now, and then come back with something like, hey, when stuff hit the fan, you mentioned blah, blah, blah. At some point, you're going to want to deal with this. When's a good time to drill down and explore? Let's get that on the calendar. We can always postpone if some other disaster comes up. See how that works? Now, here's a couple of killer questions I like to ask when the time is right that can uncover hidden challenges that need to be addressed at some point. Now, first up, most of us have asked our clients right about now, what do you need right this minute? What will put out the fire? Now, these answers have the hidden challenges. We just have to drill down a little bit later. So for example, if you work with sales professionals and they say, our pipeline has dried up to nothing, then you can surmise that they might want to expand markets in the future, right? Or if your buyer is on the front lines and they are overwhelmed, are there changes in the process that will make it better next time? Make a mental note and refer back to their answers later. This is a great way to not only look to the future, but to explore ideas to help out. Second up, now here's another aspirational question. If you had a magic wand, what would you change when you got back in the office? What would be the first thing? Now I call this the perfect world question. Now, what I love about this is that not only are you discovering outcomes that are important, but you're also checking out the urgency. And urgency is critical because all buyers have competing priorities, especially right now. Look, by this time, the shock is worn off, and many folks are focused on getting top priorities done. Buyers are still distracted, but they do see the light of day coming up. By exploring cracks in the system, we can leverage what our buyers acknowledge and are willing to pay for. Again, planting seeds now makes the transition to sales conversations much smoother, which means we are more likely to have those conversations. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant. And be safe too.